Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, that's my co-host, Nick Mason.
I love how you keep it fresh with various different intonations and cadences.
I think you'd be able to find another one I did exactly like this.
Oh, absolutely,
and overlap
yeah.
them. And then I'd go to jail?
You would absolutely go to jail, yes.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Well, I hope nobody looks into that at all. Just leave me be. I don't want to go to jail. Mason.
Go on.
As someone who's probably not going to the jail, how you doing?
Good, I think. Do you know something that I don't?
I said probably.
Yeah.
I don't want to say definitely. I don't know. Do you know something I don't?
As far as I know, I'm in the clear.
Okay, great. In the clear.
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Yeah.
So you got away with it.
Mm. Unless you know something I don't know.
Well, I do know in terms of like the movie news of this week.
Oh, yes. Great.
So it might be a little bit shorter this week. We are recording a little bit earlier because it's footy's finals fever.
I was
Mason.
Just going to say, James, you read my mind. I was going to say it's footy finals fever.
And we both have pretty jam-packed weekends, so we're recording this on the Friday before.
That's right.
So there might be a big news. This might be a little bit shorter than usual. Mm.
The Australian grand final, the AFL grand final, they might bring out a new version of the Batmobile to drive around on the MCG or something, you know?
Angry Anderson.
Everybody knows this. We've said it
Doesn't
so many
matter.
Times. Okay.
Sometimes they overlap and
That's
we have to
true.
Go to jail, but we
That's
have to
true.
Let people know. Angry Anderson came out, I want to say it was Batman Returns. So it would have
Are
been
you going to explain who Angry Anderson is?
Okay, he's the lead singer of
Rose Tattoo.
Rose Tattoo, which was not hair metal, what were they?
They were just like a pub rock
band. Pub rock band from like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And he came out in, it wasn't the Batmobile.
It's Batmobile-esque though.
Yeah, it's a blue and it's clearly like they made it for this event.
Yeah, it's meant to be like a superhero-esque vehicle of some sort, yes.
Yeah.
Like the kind of it's like they made a real life version of like a toy you would get at like a $2 store or like a convenience store or something like that. Like, and it's like super boss friends or whatever, and it's like they couldn't illegally use the Batmobile or whatever.
Exactly.
So that's what it looks like.
So it was 1991, so Angry Anderson came out in the middle of an absolute roaring crowd at the MCG, and he sung Bound for Glory out of key. And everybody there is laughing. Like it's great. It's one of the greatest moments in Australian
sporting
history.
Except for the people who are gawping at the Batmobile.
Yeah, that's right. But also, like, it looks like a boat.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be the Batmobile?
You know what I reckon? I reckon maybe even Angry Anderson knows the guy who made it. Some guy just made it off the sweat of his own brow.
Mm.
And he was just like, look at this. Like, he's trying to impress his son, his estranged son.
Oh, okay,
who's
right.
in his 30s.
Gotcha. He would be.
And he just built it, and then Angry Anderson saw it somehow. It's like, we've got to get this in the grand final.
Got to get this on the news. And you almost hit him with a tram once.
No, that's Billy Brownless.
Oh, Billy Brownless was it?
Yeah,
I'm sure you've got a Angry Anderson story.
No, I have. I nearly bumped into him in the street, but just as a person.
Oh, as a
and
person.
And he got angry at me.
Did he?
Yeah, he got.
Well, his name isn't Anderson, is it?
It's true.
It's not Mr. Anderson.
Certainly not. That's
it's
taken.
Mr. Angry Anderson.
Mr. Angry Anderson, yes.
Anyways, here's the news of the week.
Anyway, so what we're saying ultimately is because there's the grand final's on this weekend. It's been an absolute nightmare.
Ew.
And it will continue to be an absolute nightmare. So we figured we'd get the podcast out of the way.
Just in case we probably
And
can't.
Once again, assuming there isn't some sort of new superhero vehicle
yeah.
that appears in the grand final parade. We should be fine.
I hope they use one of the weird ones from the Snyderverse, like the big flying whale or the or the crab, the one that's a crab, you know.
Or a big Superman, a big Spider-Man motorized tricycle or something like that.
I would love that. Anyways, if you do want to
skip... Why did I correct myself there? That doesn't exist, the thing that I made up. No, it could also be a Superman tricycle.
Could have been. I think it's funny if it's a Superman tricycle because, you know, he doesn't need a tricycle. Not that Spider-Man needs a tricycle, but Superman Extra doesn't need a tricycle.
That's very true.
Anyways, we're going to be talking about a new Marvel Iron Man game.
Mm.
Black Adam footage removed, Mason?
Ooh.
Question mark? Yes.
From where? I guess we'll find out.
We will. Some news about some upcoming Jessica Jones Punisher appearances. Ooh. Trailers ahoy for both Hellraiser and Knock at the Door.
Ha.
And I've just got to, and I've got a funny little story about James Cameron, how about the runtime of the original Avatar.
Okay.
Which I quite enjoyed. And then we're going to talk about the first three episodes of Andor.
That's right.
Which we've both watched. I've seen actually four episodes.
Yes, we know.
And Mason had the option to see four, but he would have had to download a weird app and my email address is across it and like a watermark and he didn't want to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. But that's fine because that'll be out next week. And everyone can see it.
Exactly. I don't want to watch an episode of this epic sprawling space adventure. And it's got Mr. Sunday Movie 69420 at hotmail.com across it for every second of the runtime.
Yeah.
It's no good.
I think you'll find that you do actually want that. You just don't know it yet.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Mason, a new Iron Man game was announced this week.
I did see that.
This is via EA and Motive Studios. Now, apparently, this is the
That's going to be my catchphrase now. I did see that. It's going to get increasingly more aggravated as it progresses, as the show goes on. I did see that.
The Motive Studios are currently working on one of the several Dead Space remakes happening at the moment.
Did they make the original Dead Space?
No, but they're making the re-release of the original. They're remaking the re- But you know those other ones? It's like a spiritual sequel from the original and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So this is also
the Commodore 64 version.
Thank you.
And so forth.
Do you like when someone makes a retro trailer for I love that.
Or a demake. There's like a Bloodborne. There's like a PS1 Bloodborne. It's amazing.
Is it just the trailer or is
No,
it
it's
like,
an actual game, I think.
You can give it a go.
Give it a go. I probably won't though. Imagine. I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, remember when, you know, like they'd make an arcade game and there'd be like computer adaptations of it, and they put it on like the Commodore 64 and the whatever,
and it was bad.
Well, it was bad, but they did. But when you think about it, they had to make everything like from scratch because you couldn't just take the graphics from this arcade machine and put it in this. So like they'd just be a dude over a weekend just rebuilding an entire arcade.
It's exactly
game from
what
scratch.
Happens. Yeah, and often you'd get, you know, there'd be six different versions of Batman 89 on like the Amiga or the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo or the Sega and whatever and probably an arcade driving game.
That's right.
I know that you like the Amiga one though, don't you, Mason?
It's true. Yeah,
very good. So this team also worked on Star Wars Squadrons. I don't know if you played that recently.
I didn't play Star Wars Squadrons.
It was just like a shorter...
I didn't play Star Wars Squadrons. That's my second new catchphrase.
Okay. So it's like a new TIE Fighter-esque kind of game. It wasn't really for me. Like, I played it and I'm like, I understand this. I understand that there's absolutely a market for this and people enjoy it. But I'm like,
Can you ask me if I played it?
Have you played it?
I didn't play Star Wars Squadrons. Yes.
Why are you annoyed?
Then we put it on the t-shirt. It's going to be great. This is going to be really good.
Not much is known about this game. It's a few years out, though, because they're in the very early days of it. But it's going to be single player, thank God, third person, action adventure game, and as mentioned, currently in early development. Now, the team leader who's working on this work was the team leader on the latest Guardians game.
Okay,
so I think
sure.
That bodes very well.
I think so too.
What I liked about that game, which I didn't finish, which I should because I do like it and I did enjoy it, I like how they didn't give you, like, make you play as all the other characters because they would have had to change the mechanics specifically around.
Yeah, right.
It. I think it was smart to focus it purely on Peter Quill. And sure, maybe you want to play as a Drax and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I think that. That's a very savvy move to make a very playable game.
And invariably, if they did that, I think there'd be, you know, there'd be feedback that was like, oh, okay, well, the Peter Quill stuff was good, but I feel like the Drax stuff was a bit underdone or whatever. Or
exactly,
like, you know, they really half-assed that last bit at the end or whatever, or, you know.
Yeah. That really surprised me, that game. Just that, like, playing it, it felt like, when did they make this?
Right?
How does it look like this? I'm confused.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And, like, where was I going with this? It's irrelevant, James.
Mason, I don't know where you were going with it.
Oh, that'll go on a t-shirt. Like the Arkham games where it was primarily Batman. If they wanted to do like a Drax DLC or a Gamora DLC or something like that, they could do that and there could be levels that are more relating to their powers and abilities, et cetera, like they did with the Arkham games, because they did like
Catwoman Adventure.
Exactly, a Nightwing DLC and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, well, if you've got a character who can't glide across the city, what do you do? Like, how do you rebuild that or whatever?
That's why I'm a bit skeptical of Gotham Knights. You know, because you can play as 18 different Batman characters.
But not Batman, because he's dead, wink.
Yeah, he's dead, wink. But he's dead, wink. But and one thing that really annoys me,
is that
though,
his new sidekick, dead wink.
They're usually dead twinks, Mason.
And that's very
Thank
true.
Robin, or I think it's Robin. No, it's Nightwing's glide is like a mechanical parachute that he unfurls.
Yeah, because it's
give him web wings.
Yeah, no, right. But it's because he's he used to be in the circus, so it's called like the big trapeze or something.
Hate it.
I like it.
What? But he's,
I don't know.
But he's
I don't
just
know
dangling
why.
From it.
Yep.
At least he should be like up like it's a glider.
It should
know?
Be called Nightwing's Big Old Dangler. Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt. So I don't know. I'm very skeptical. I mean, look, I'd love that to be good because who doesn't want a good Batman-esque game or a good superhero games? But so this is what Marvel are working on at the moment, though. They've got Midnight Suns, which will be out soon, Spider-Man 2, which is going to include Venom. They've got a Wolverine game and they've got a Captain America / Black Panther / two other people game and Iron Man. Finally, we're getting some stuff. I mean, this is all like over the next 5 years.
Yes.
But it's been 10 years of basically none of this shit.
Do you think this is part? Do you think this is to capitalize on the idea that people miss Iron Man? You know, they miss RDJ in the role.
I think they've finally realized, and I think Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order has a lot to do with this, that people want single player stuff also. Mm-hmm. They don't want endless open world maps that go forever with a million skins you have to buy and different in-game currencies and all that. Just no, none of like there is a market for that, obviously, but these sell well. But also I guess they don't do well over the long term because the stuff that makes like the billions of dollars is the ongoing services.
That's true, yes.
Like GTA, for example, which is still the biggest piece of.
Oh, I mean, that's a bit of news.
Yeah,
this is not my one bit of news, but I just thought it was interesting that this week a bunch of in development videos for GTA 6 got leaked and that the people, well, they didn't get leaked. They got hacked apparently.
Yeah.
And the hacker's like, I've also got like GTA 5 and 6 source code and I've got all sorts of
and
stuff.
And I demand this money, et cetera.
Did they demand the money?
Yes, but they're very quickly being closed in on. Like that was.
Oh, I see.
I think one of the follow-up posts was like, wow, I didn't expect this to blow up so much.
It's oh,
like,
I see.
Are you the dumbest person in the world?
I didn't expect so many SWAT teams at my front door arresting me for this.
Yeah. Apparently it hasn't affected development. Mm. I didn't really watch any of it. Like, you know, I couldn't help but avoid, you know, it popping up. But no, I get it. It's GTA and you rob a diner and you're in a car. Like,
sure,
I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. Mm. But this is still probably at least 2 years away.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
And a lot of people were like, oh, the graphics aren't very good or whatever. Yeah. And it's like.
Well, that's what I thought. I didn't think they were very good, Mason. If you're going to put out a game, at least have your graphics
be good.
It's
weird that the graphics are way worse than GTA 5. I don't know. Do you think it's a big step backward? It must be a bit. They've just decided to have a big step backwards.
Sounds like
no,
it.
No, it's because they do it last.
Yeah.
They do a lot. They do all the textures
They do
last.
The graphics on the day. The
that's right. The last. They get the interns to crunch on the day.
Yeah. Apparently, though, this new one, there's no crunch and none of that, which is Rockstar. Well, they've all got shady histories with Rockstar also.
Mm.
So they're doing it all above board and remains to be seen. But I think there's a lot of detail in those games which are completely unnecessary.
Yeah, right.
Like I know I didn't finish Red Dead, but there was things like
testicles.
Testicles. Like why?
You didn't say it, but you were making them. You were making the universal motion for horse testicles.
Holding a pair of horse testicles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Judging them and measuring them and weighing them.
Very
good. For sale later.
You liked Red Dead, didn't
I
you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. I've talked about this, but I think they're too. They become too hand-holdy. They're less chaotic and they're more just like you have to do this mission this way and you got to speak to Tony about the whatever.
Sure, yeah. You know? Hey, Tony. What's going on with your whatever?
Anyway, I played like a couple hours of the last GTA and I haven't been back
to
it. I think I came with my PlayStation and along with something else I've never opened.
A Ratchet and Clank, perhaps?
No, it was like the Order 1860. I think I've talked about this also. We should get on with this properly.
We should, yeah.
It was like when I bought the PlayStation, they were like, it comes with two games and one of them's 1866. And I'm like, I don't want that. And they're like, it's more expensive if you buy it separately. And I'm like, fuck, all right then. I guess I'll get it.
It comes with – this PlayStation comes with two games, shoe hire, hot dog, fries, and a Coke.
Thank you. AMF Bowling, Mason. Very good.
That's a local reference.
Boy,
do we know – I was thinking about this the other day. Do we know yet definitively? Because Cyberpunk 2077 came out sometime
ago. Isn't
that
good now or something?
Maybe, I don't know. It's impossible to say and I'll never check. But do we know definitively? Because I have I think you know my pet theory is that Keanu Reeves was brought on at the last minute.
They do the graphics at the end.
Yeah, they do the Keanu Reeves graphics at the end.
On the day.
But I think they were like, this game isn't ready to go.
Yeah.
I think this game is going to be a mess on release.
Yeah.
And we have a character, Johnny Silverhand.
Mm.
What if we, instead of getting whoever to do the voice work and whatever, we get Keanu Reeves, we pay him X millions of dollars, we get him to record a game's worth of dialogue in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then he comes out at the press conference. He's like, hey, you're fabulous or whatever.
I love video games.
I love video games and I love all of you or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they did that, but I'm very – I don't know when –
You don't think it was a day one inclusion?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it was a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah, but, I think you might be right. I mean, you probably need at least a year. But, yeah, I think you're probably right in terms of it was a later addition. I also think that probably would have leaked earlier if he had been
on four
or 5 years before.
Yeah, but, you know. But again, we're out of the loop in this sort of thing. Maybe maybe that is true and everybody knows it except me. But
listen, I also don't know it, so don't feel bad. You're not alone.
All right. just two idiots in a room. That's
anyways, true. Iron Man, anything you've been hoping for from this? Obviously, we've got the Avengers game recently, which pretty solid mechanically, boring. You fight a big robot all the time.
Yeah.
The Iron Man stuff, and that's pretty good when you can just be Iron Man.
Now, when you mentioned the Iron Man game, because that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Yes.
Just to get people back on the rails here. Did you say it was first person or third person?
Third person.
Third person. Okay, right. Yeah. Well, I want to see different suits, obviously.
And custom suits that you can choose?
No, I don't think so. I think I want...
You want specific comic book suits.
I think so,
like in Spider-Man, you could unlock four.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But not pay for them, obviously.
Yes, and I want roller skates and I want the suit that has a nose and... And that's it, really.
That's it?
Yeah.
But they're not one suit.
And I want different Tony Stark skins. I want like late 1970s, early 80s Tony Stark.
Mustache.
He's got the perm and the mustache and he wears like a half shirt. A half shirt and like running shorts.
Oh, brilliant.
In the office, you know?
Would they go back to do the origin? You get the kit suit and you weapon.
Oh, that's a great question. No, I think absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon maybe even...
I think they're going to do like Spider-Man where they just like go.
Right.
And then your mechanics can build up.
I wonder if they might do... you start... I wonder if they might do the one where it's like they do the... You start out in the city and you're classic Iron Man. You've got all the weapons and what have you. And then it's like, I bet you're wondering how I got here. And then we flash back and then you get to use the clunky Mark One suit and...
Okay, yeah, I'd prefer that. But I think I saw this from, I've talked about it before, but Mini-Me, he's on YouTube and he's got a Twitter thing as well. I'm trying to find this tweet that he's brought up. But he basically said, oh, here it is. Someone wrote, say your bad gaming opinion. He said, I don't know if this is popular, but most AAA games have terrible openings. Like they usually make you take baby steps to learn every single tiny thing when they should be getting their hooks in. Makes me never want to boot up a new game because they treat you like you're 5 years old. I also hate that. Hand-holding, walking through a thing where the scientist explains whatever.
That's right.
That's why I loved the new Spider-Man.
But isn't this the perfect one to do with Iron Man because you'd be like, we're calibrating your new suit. Now press A to
exactly.
go over that foot-high
I don't
wall.
Want that. Yeah, exactly. I want how Spider-Man opened.
Yeah.
Where it was, they just threw you out a window and was just
they
like,
do.
Just
they
go.
They throw you out the window and they go like, okay, press A to shoot webs or whatever. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm in this now.
Yeah.
If I'm not, I'm going to hit the pavement.
Yeah.
But again, I think you should have been able to die if you hit the pavement. I think that would be a fun opening.
100%.
If it's like you jump out the window and then you just crash to the ground and you die. And then a crowd gathers.
Yep.
Spider-Man jumped out of that window.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm sure they know what they're doing. Yes. So it'll be I mean, if it's a good game, if that's the start of the game and then it's a good game, so be it, you know?
Mm.
All right, what's next? This is by a comic book movie.
You're going to have to shoot at these drones, Iron Man.
What happens to the drone? Why? They've gone a little bit rogue or something. We get your repulsors. They're new. They're slightly upgraded.
That's right. Sure, you've been using for 10 years, but they're a little bit different, so...
This is by comicbookmovie.com.
Uh-oh.
Our old stomping ground, Mason.
That's right. Stompy stomp.
Stomp, stomp. So they brought this to my attention, Mason. Black Adam footage was removed and then re-uploaded.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you saw this because one of the pieces of footage or TV spots they released this week, they used footage. This is a Mason, this is an absolute comic book faux pas, and it's embarrassing to even say this.
Oh, yes?
But bear in mind that I don't support this. I just have to tell you.
Okay, I'm very excited to hear what
this
is.
They used Justice League 2017 footage in the trailer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Which part specifically?
I think it was some Superman stuff and whatever.
Okay, great.
I think they showed old Steppenwolf.
Maybe. Oh, no.
That's the biggest mistake.
Because it was like the world's in peril because of all the bad guys, but only what if Black Adam was here?
And his face is different.
Yeah.
He's got that old... That weird face that he had initially.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
But luckily, the new linchpin of the DC Universe, Dwayne Rock Johnson, he re-uploaded it.
Oh, personally.
Probably. Wouldn't surprise me. He wrote, corrected, long before the world of heroes and villains, Black Adam ruled it all, a god with zero mercy and power born from rage. The Man in Black hits theaters worldwide. 1 month from today, October 21st.
Exciting. So there's some posters up around about.
He knows what people want, Mason. Mm-hmm. They want, even though I think the 2017 one is officially the one that's canon, maybe.
It is, yeah.
Is that, I mean,
I think so, but none of it's canon anymore, probably.
Yeah.
It'll depend entirely, I think, on how well this movie does as to what is canon next time.
And if Flash.
And Aquaman.
And if Flash comes out.
Yeah. If any of these are released and do well.
Yeah, there was also a bunch of Flash this week. And, you know,
was there?
Ezra Miller, more terrible stuff came out. People are being paid off. I don't want to.
Let's
terrible things.
Let's wait till it culminates, however it does that.
Yeah.
And here's one bit of news relating to the release of Black Adam in cinemas.
Okay.
Of course, everybody's doing the press tours. So this is from IndieWire.com. Pierce Brosnan isn't thinking about the next James Bond casting. Quote, I don't care. The next Bond film won't film for at least 2 years, but Brosnan is in no rush to learn who the next 007 actor will be.
Yeah, why would he?
The Broccolis have said, nobody's in the running. We're working out where to go with him. We're talking that through.
Yes.
There isn't a script, but we can't come up with one until we decide how we're going to approach the next film, because really it's a reinvention of Bond. We're reinventing who he is, and that takes time. And, of course, they've said they love Idris Elba as an idea, but they want somebody who's available to do it for 10
years
minimum.
I've been saying that from the start. He's too old.
Yeah.
He would be great, but he's too old.
In a new interview with GQ, former Bond star Pierce Brosnan, who's Dr. Fate in Black Adam,
revealed
that he has no opinion on the matter. Who should do it, Brosnan said. I don't care. The actor made it clear he has no animosity towards the 007 series, but is simply thinking about other things at the moment.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see who they get, who the man shall be, he said. Whoever he be, I wish him well.
He's been out of it also for literally 20 years.
Yeah,
now.
Right. Brosnan added that he has sporadically kept up with the franchise, watching two of Daniel Craig's recent films but skipping Spectre.
Yep.
I saw No Time to Die and I saw Skyfall, Brosnan said. I love Skyfall. I'm not too sure about the last one. Daniel always gives of his heart, very courageous, very strong.
It's true, he's strong.
You know what? This is a victory for leaving people alone. It's a victory for leaving franchise actors alone because they're doing other things and stop asking them.
Yeah.
Just stop. Like, he would have been asked this 100, 500 times.
And also, you know, while he was making them. And before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his name was up since the 80s.
That's true.
So this is like 30 plus years of him.
People asking, what are you going to do it? What about the last guys?
Yeah.
How do you think you compare to the last
guys?
What about the next guys? Are you coming back for the thing? What about the thing? And he's doing something else. Just ask him about Mamma Mia.
Yeah, three.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
That's right. Ooh, loves thrumming at Thrumma Mia.
This is a tweet from Matthew, who does editing for us, Resdolph, on Twitter, which I really enjoyed. This should have been a more popular tweet. Who should be the new James Bond? I don't know, man. Just put a guy in a suit and have him run around.
It's great. I love it.
Big fan of that. So, yeah, who should be James Bond, though? They need someone who's 30. That's what they need.
Mm.
You get someone who's 40,
you
break him. He's 50, he doesn't want to do it. We've seen this before.
That's
it's not
true.
A good idea.
Yeah.
You need to get him young in a contract. Lock him down.
You can't, like student loans, lock them down. They don't know what they're doing yet. Lock them in forever.
You can't get a 50-year-old person to do anything.
It's
so,
true.
You know, not without a lot of coercion and money.
Also, here's a thing that I learned this week. This isn't one bit of news, but I think it's interesting. So the Broccoli family, we've had a lot of laughs, the masterminds behind the Bond franchise. The Broccoli family were like, ha-ha, like the vegetable.
Yeah.
The vegetable's named after the family.
That's not true.
It is true. They created the.
And what do you mean? Isn't broccoli? Because broccoli's a flower, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they created like they.
Collings, edit that out if it's not a flower.
They created the hybrid. They like bred the hybrid that became broccoli.
Really?
And so they named it after him. Not Barbara Broccoli and Albert Broccoli. They didn't do it.
God damn.
Right?
Is that,
that's why they got those big bucks, so they can finance those Bond movies.
That's insane. Also, broccoli is an active flower.
Oh.
So, Collings, don't, if you edited that in, put it, if you've edited that out, put it back in.
Do you want to, you should say active very cleanly so they can, so you can plug it in for you.
There you go. Anyways, are you excited for Black Adam, a month out now?
Yeah, I kind of am. I think the trailers have, look, I'm in it for the, at this point, I'm in it for the Justice Society characters.
I want him to kill everybody he sees. Just everybody he sees, he kills them. You up for that?
Yes.
Yeah. What do we got here? Oh, I hate it. Google Docs does this thing where it's like The Rock has written theatres and it's ERS, which is the American spelling, but the Australian and others is RES. So Google Docs is like, do you want me to change this to your to the place where you are? Like, what is this? And it's like, I don't care. What does it matter if it's the other way? But it tells me every time there's no, like, stop asking me this.
Mm. Oh, that's a T-shirt. Stop asking me this. I don't care about your autocorrect Google Docs. And there's a picture of you and you're like,
You been watching some Shulk?
I have been watching some Shulk.
We didn't get some Daredevil in the last episode.
No, that's true, yes.
Everyone was pretty upset about it, I think. Mm-hmm. That a wedding episode, and there was a big punch and all of that.
I love a wedding episode.
Do you really?
Yes.
All right then. When did the wedding take place? I feel like they just skipped
it. They kind of skipped it, didn't they?
Kind of. They did.
They did
I'm
skip
like,
it.
Are we at the reception now? What's going on?
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's only 22 minutes.
It's only 22 minutes. Mm-hmm. And seven of those are credits. Anyways... Daredevil is coming next week, probably.
Allegedly, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, might be another Wong episode, which, quite frankly, I'm totally okay with. But also,
here would be a funny reveal. What if this, James? Mm. What if they reveal at the end that all the Daredevil stuff was footage that was never intended for the show? Like, it's just trailer footage. Like, what if Jen turns to the camera in the last episode? There's been no Daredevil. She turns to the camera and she's like, "All the stuff that you were hanging on for." We just made it for the trailer. He's not in this, actually.
I would love that.
Right?
I would absolutely love that. And I think also if it was Deadpool who did that, people would love it, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. So I think people will love this.
I think they'll love that. It's true.
Well, you're waiting for a bigger thing that upsets people, right?
So yeah, that would be it. That's,
would love it. Yes. Would love it, Mason. It would stop my beating heart. So a while back, though, you remember this, we reported that Jessica Jones would appear in a number of episodes of Daredevil.
A number of episodes.
A number of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Australian pronunciation. It's even corrected it here
that's
in my
great.
Google Doc.
That's
Mason.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thanks, Google Doc. That's what my T-shirt says.
Good. But that may have changed. So that's not to say that we were wrong, because we definitely weren't, Mason.
Never wrong.
So this is by Tom Smith on the Cape Time podcast, who said, basically, Born Again is reintroducing the Netflix characters to the mainstream, and they plan to bring Ritter, but there was a scheduling problem with Born Again. It's the doc.
It's the doc.
So they needed another Netflix star to fill in the role. It's Jon Bernthal. Wouldn't be shocked, though, if Ritter cameos.
Whoa.
So there you go. I think she's doing Orphan Black Origins or something, isn't
Kristen
she?
Kristen Ritter is. Yeah, interesting. Okay, right. And Mike Coulter, who was Luke Cage, is doing – he's got a show called Evil, which is, I think, maybe we mentioned before. It's like X-Files, but just religious stuff.
Oh.
He's done like three seasons of that, so I think he might also be –
is it good?
I haven't watched it yet, but people say it's good.
Does he work for the church? But he's like, I don't want to work for the church.
Yeah, I think he does.
And they're like, you're the best person to work for the church.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, what about all the pedophiles? And they're like, we know. We know, and we might get around to it, but evil.
Yeah,
but
that's
evil
right. If you could look into that bleeding crucifix or whatever, that would be great. What if they were like, okay, well, Kristen Ritter is busy, so we need to introduce another Netflix star.
Yep.
Emily in Paris.
What is she up to?
She's in Paris.
Is she dating?
No, I don't know.
Great question.
Isn't it though?
Phil Collins' daughter.
Ah.
There you go. Mason, speaking of evil,
mm-hmm.
we've got two trailers this week.
Ah.
That's right. Trailers ahoy, everybody. The first of which is for the Hellraiser reboot.
Hulu's Hellraiser. Hulu Hellraiser.
Now.
Which is a famous Australian expression.
Yes, we'll talk about it before the show.
It's what Alf from Neighbours would say it, probably.
He was in Home and Away, basically.
Okay,
but yes. So Hellraiser this time.
Hulu Hellraiser, what are you bloody kids doing here?
Hellraiser this time is played Pinhead.
Yes.
Played by Jamie Clayton, who's a trans woman, which apparently in the original source material, Hellraiser is kind of the character, mate, sort of Hellraiser.
Sure.
Is like androgynous. So I think people aren't even upset about it this time, for once.
I bet some people are
upset. I'm sure they are, but, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I've just written here, what is it? Like, what is Hellraiser? I've never seen it. Right. I'm vaguely aware of it.
Okay, so basically the premise is that there is, I think, because it's author Clive Barker, and a lot of his work has like weird like puzzle boxes and things. And what's in the puzzle box? But this,
how do you describe a puzzle box like in every one of your books? And this puzzle was square, and it had on the corner there was like a dial. And is it like that?
Yeah. It's like a fidget. It's one of those fidget boxes, but it's evil. It's got a clicky switch.
It's got a mouth. It'll bite you. Yeah.
So I guess in the Hellraiser universe, there's some, you know, I'm extremely fuzzy on the lore, but sure, in like, you know, the 18th century or something like that, a man builds for a little puzzle box. He's got a nobleman patron who's obsessed with magic and evil and whatever.
Cool.
So they build a puzzle box. I think it's made out of human bone or something like that.
Right.
And they've infused it with magic, and when you solve the puzzle box, demons come from another dimension and they get you.
Cenobites?
Yes.
What do they want? Just to get
you. Yeah, they want to get you and torture you, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say no thank you?
I mean, you just don't open the puzzle box. Right. I mean, that's the easiest solution, I think.
But often if you're opening the puzzle box, you don't know what it is. It's like opening Jumanji, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Like, well, what's on the center of this? A gumball?
Is it ever a gumball?
No, it's never. It's always torture. No. It's always torture and death, which
is gumballs aren't great either, are they?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And if it's been in there for a century.
Exactly. If someone was like, open this up and you'll get a gumball.
Yeah. I'd be like, did you put a fresh gumball in here? Because...
And even then,
they're not
great, are they?
No. But what I like about this particular trailer
is
that we never see, we don't, like, the puzzle box is solved and it's like, it cuts you and you get your blood in it and then the magic is activated and the demons show up. But there's no, like, we never see a portal or anything open. These guys just show up.
Hello.
So I just imagine them just hanging out in a car park in a 7-Eleven or something.
Just having a dart.
Yeah. Like, somebody's activated the puzzle box. Yeah. All right.
Just, it's a beeper. The beeper goes off. Okay, yep.
All right.
And they put all their pins in.
Yeah. Pins in, cigarettes out. But guys,
there's a t-shirt.
Guys, pins in, cigarettes out. We've got to look professional. Here we go. Hey, we're here for the torture.
Yeah.
We're here for torture.
My understanding of this franchise is that it's never quite lived up to its potential.
Oh, I see.
I've been reading some Hellraiser online stuff. And
I see.
A lot of comments and people, and people are just like, this actually looks like it could be good because this has never been good.
There's always been
like the potential for this to be something, but it never has been.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe the first one is. I don't know, Mason. Another trailer for Knock at the Door.
Mm.
This is the new M. Night.
Is it Knock at the Door or Knock at the Cabin?
Have a big knock.
Okay, great.
There's no bell. What is it? Knock at the Cabin? Maybe it is. Oh, bloody no, I don't know anything, Mason. I think it is because I just Googled that and nothing came up.
Nice.
Yeah, Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin.
Mm.
This one's got Jonathan Groff.
Yes.
And M. Night. It's a new M. Night movie. It's got Dave Bautista and various others.
Sure.
A couple. Mm-hmm. They're on a holiday with their daughter in a cabin.
Yes.
And then there's a knock at the door.
Mm. At the cabin.
And it's Dave Bautista and he's like, we have to do a thing because the world is going to end.
Yeah.
And they're like, is this real or not?
Great question, James.
I'm very intrigued by this. I know there's been a lot of discord around this, the work of M. Night.
Sure.
But it's always interesting, right?
That is
it's
true.
Always like, what's this going to be this time? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the movie Old. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm. You love the movie Glass.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like the movie Glass.
Wow.
Was that the one where Bruce Willis drowned in a puddle?
Yes,
it is. I hated that. Hated that one. But Split was good, and he's done a bunch of interesting stuff. So let's see it.
Look, this does look a cut above, and it does – what I like about this, it does seem like a relatively simple premise.
Yeah.
And it is a case of, you know, we don't need lore, we don't need additional – you don't have to rely on the ideas from previous movies and know all that narrative or what have you. There isn't a beach that makes you old.
Oh, I love that.
It just seems to be, okay, they're being held hostage by this – cults, perhaps, and is it true that they have to sacrifice these people to save the world, or is it, or are they just mad? And maybe there'll be more to it.
Will it be good though, Mason? Will it be good?
It's not for us to say.
No,
even after it comes out, and we've seen it. We're not allowed.
We're not allowed, and we will not.
Mm.
But it comes out February of next year, if you are so inclined.
Okay.
to go along with that. Last bit of news, unless you've got another thing that's not one bit of news.
Well, here's a breaking bit of one bit of news.
Okay.
It looks like, as we often know, that character designs and secrets are often leaked in toy releases.
Oh, yeah.
Because the toy companies are like, oh, we don't care. This is what we've got coming out. You're going to buy it. It looks like there's been some sort of leak of the Wakanda Forever Ironheart.
Oh, I did see this, yeah. Yes. This isn't breaking, Mason. Isn't
that a couple of hours ago?
Couple of hours, maybe on a website from fucking last week, Mason.
Oh, yeah, it's from last week tonight. .com.
Oh. It's from David Tench tonight.
That's right.
.com.
There's a local reference.
That's a reference.
It looks good.
Yeah.
This appears to be like the final form suit. Or at least for that movie. You know, it's not a prototype, it's the final model.
Yeah, cool, good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you like Avatar, Mason? Because I got you two tickets to see Avatar.
Oh, thanks, man.
Original Avatar.
One for me, one for my bag.
That's right.
Of Avatar merchandise.
That's exactly it. So apparently it's depending where you guys going to have a post-credits they've put in. It's original Avatar and then post-credits for new Avatar.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I won't be returning to cinemas to the world of Pandora until Avatar 2 comes out.
You're not gonna make that sacrifice?
Well, we'll probably watch it for Caravan of Garbage or something.
That's true.
But no, I'm not going to the cinemas to watch this again.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
No.
No, obviously. But I did see a New York...
Those two seats will be left empty for someone else to put their bags of Avatar merchandise.
Yeah. But I saw this in a New York Times interview this week and I loved it.
Ooh, so someone's reading the New York Times.
No, Mason, I saw it on another website that compiles information, et cetera. So James Cameron's talking about...
Rotten.com.
Yes. James Cameron's talked about his experience with clashing over the studio. He says, I think I felt at the time that we clashed over certain things. For example, the studio felt that the film should be shorter and that there was too much flying around on Icarin, what the humans call the banshees. Remember that? They're all on birds. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that's what the audience loved the most in terms of our exit polling and data gathering.
Love it.
Is that true?
Well, he's all about the art of cinema, but he's also all about data collection.
You've got to be two things. You can be two things.
Yeah, yeah.
A foot in both worlds, if you will.
That's right.
Like much like the character Sam Worthington from Avatar.
Oh, that's very true,
yeah. And that's a place where I drew the line in the sand and I said, you know what? I made Titanic. This building that we're meeting in right now, this new $500 million complex on your lot, Titanic paid for that, so I get to do this.
Nice.
I like that, yeah.
That's a T-shirt as well.
Yeah.
Titanic paid for that, so I get to do
this.
I get to do this, yeah.
And yeah, what are you doing? You're at a salad bar and you're touching everything.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And afterwards they thanked me.
He's licking his thumb. Yeah. He's putting it on all the fettuccine alfredo in the salad bar.
I feel that it's my job to protect their investment, often against their own judgment, but as long as I protect their investment, all is forgiven,
mm-hmm.
which is very true. It's all well and good to, you know, to clash and then you're wrong. But if you're right, they'll happily take credit.
That is true.
Kudos and praise and all
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yeah,
but remains to be seen how this is going to all shake out, but interesting.
Very.
Avatar 2. He was also, I saw another interview where he's talking about, has it been too long? And he talked about how that if he had released it a couple of years after, it wouldn't have been good because he wouldn't have got all the story right and the technology presumably, and he wouldn't have got all that polling data.
Mm, that's very true.
But he said for his other movies, like Terminator 2 was like 7 years after the first one. Mm-hmm. Aliens was about the same after first Alien.
Yeah.
You know, he takes his time to make things. But
he Abyss 2 isn't even out at all.
No,
it's still coming.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's got to take that water snake, right?
Yeah, you got to get it. Mm-hmm. But what do you think that's going to look like? But he was also like, maybe this is too long. Like I don't know. So we'll find out, you know, and maybe it is. But I don't.
Opening night, the credits roll at the end of it, and he just comes out. He's in his tuxedo. He's like, it was too late.
Yeah,
I ruined this.
Data suggests.
I'm gonna have to remortgage that $500 million building.
But I think also, if he had have released it in hindsight, say 6 years after, which would have been like peak Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
It could have just sunk.
That's
true. Because everyone was all Star Wars
hyped.
And now people hate Star Wars.
I hate Star Wars.
So there's
perfect chance to undercut Star Wars. In fact, what you do, put it in cinemas, all the tickets $1 cheaper.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm, right?
Yeah, I like that a lot, Mason.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, let's talk about Star Wars, Mason.
Yeah.
Andor.
Andor.
It got a...
Star Wars Andor, what, James?
That's the name of the show. It's actually even spelt differently.
It is, isn't it? There's no like forward slash.
I didn't want to correct you, but I feel like you would get many comments telling me that it was the name of the show.
And it would snowball as well, and I would keep referencing it harder and harder throughout the remainder of the episode, and it would be very embarrassing for me. Yeah,
you go to jail. Mm-hmm. But Mason, there seems to be a bit less buzz, I feel, though, from this. I saw also a tweet from Eckhart Slatter, who's a great YouTube channel.
Oh, yes.
He does Star Wars and Halo stuff. But he said in terms of like YouTube views, what he's noticed around the board, and he doesn't know whether it's algorithm related.
Okay.
They're not – like the reviews aren't getting the numbers that – say The Mandalorian got, which was huge, and then I think he said then it was Kenobi and then Boba Fett and then this.
Yes.
But it is being received well. People seem to very much enjoy it.
Do you think perhaps it doesn't do you think it perhaps doesn't have the buzz because it doesn't have a man in a robot suit or a man swinging a lightsaber around?
That is what that's
what it is.
What it is. But
it doesn't have as many action figures as you would like.
No.
For now. But one day there'll be a Stellan Skarsgård action figure.
And you'll say, "Hello, I'm here to pick up the thing you have," or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm here for the MacGuffin.
What was that?
It's like it seems to be
it had shipping coordinates or something.
No, it's like an Imperial ship locator, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard it and I'm like, is this important? And then when they left it, I'm like, I guess not.
Sure.
I guess I don't need to know what this is. Yeah. Are we going to do some non-spoilers?
Let's do some non-spoilers,
okay,
yeah.
Even though I did a bit of spoilers. But yeah, as I said, it seems to be in general this is well received and people also appreciate that it is three episodes. I think if you had released one of these, it's not enough to get somebody hooked.
Potentially, yeah.
What did you think though?
I liked it. I liked the felt like quite a first of all, it wasn't a desert planet, and that's nice.
Yeah.
It felt like just another corner of Star Wars.
Horrible corner.
That was a horrible corner, but like a horribly interesting corner. Like I appreciated that we got to, you know, it's a vast universe and every point of the universe has the potential to be quite interesting. Mm. And I thought this was interesting. I think, you know, we saw some of the origin of Cassian and Andor, like as a child. We saw the planet he's from.
Yeah.
And we see this junk planet essentially where he lives now and their various kind of, you know, weird pieces of technology and tradition. Speaking of action figures, I'm looking forward to Hammer Guy getting his own.
Oh, big fan of Hammer Guy.
The guy who gongs the start and end of the day.
Has there ever been a guy who loves his job as much as that guy?
Certainly not in the Star Wars universe.
They could get a droid.
Right, but he's got what I love about this guy is he goes up in his tower, he's got these hammers.
Yep.
Everything is very intricately made. He's got these beautiful hammers and this beautiful hammer surface to hammer on. He poses, he contemplates.
For nobody.
Yeah. He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
He's clearly
like in the Star Wars universe where everything is automated and there's droids.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't need that guy at all.
And again, he could just be like bang, 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 who cares? But he clearly contemplates.
Bang, 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 who cares? What does this even mean? Get up.
Or go to bed. Who knows? Bangity bang, bangity boo. But he doesn't. He's there and he's like, what tone should I set today?
Is it not the same tone? I don't know.
No, because sometimes he goes to do it and then he's like, and then he changes his mind. So
I didn't notice because of my big watermark across it.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, but I thought that was, I like that just that's part of this world for some reason.
Mm.
It's a tradition or something. I don't know.
It's a tradition
or maybe alarm clocks are illegal on this planet. I don't know.
It's also, I like that as well. It's kind of, this is scumbag Star Wars.
Yes.
You know, and we've seen a lot.
Andor's one of the biggest scumbags there is.
He is. And there's scumbag Star Wars and there's this kind of Star Wars, I feel, even. Because technically, like, Boba Fett is like a bunch of scumbags. But it didn't really feel like
that. Didn't feel like scumbags.
And even like in The Force Awakens, when you visit that bar at that one point, that bar feels different than the scumbag bar that Luke went to
in
the original Star Wars, which is actually titled Blue Harvest. I don't know if you knew that.
I knew that.
Yeah, yeah. But, so.
What was my catchphrase from earlier? Yes, I knew that, whatever it was. I don't know, I've forgotten.
That one, yeah. And there's also something that I thought was interesting was that they're using BBY on screen to tell you when a thing is.
I see.
Which is before Battle of Yavin. Presumably there is like an in-universe, like, year. There's a system of calendar or whatever.
Sure,
I don't know what it is, but yeah. Because I think if they didn't use that, though, if they were just like, I guess they could have said 5 years after the Rise of the Empire or whatever it was.
I mean, they could say, currently we're 5 years before the Battle of Yavin, they could say.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it's coming. You can feel it.
Yeah. That's what that guy's been banging on about.
That's right.
That big drum. I think the other thing is this looks different than other Star Wars, apparently because it's mostly volumeless.
Good.
I don't know whether that is true because there's a few shots where I'm like, that's obviously they'd have to...
Yeah, I think that, you know, Andor and Stellan getting on and off various spaceships, I feel, was a little bit, that felt volumey.
Yeah,
you know,
which is fine.
Yeah.
But apparently, though, it's a production designer of Chernobyl, which is why, like, it looks like shit
in, sure, right.
in the best way. Hmm. Yeah, so I enjoyed that. The characters I also like. So he's got a best friend called Bix, who's played by Mrs. Morbius, you remember from the movie Morbius.
Of course, yes.
She turns
right.
into a Morbius at the end
of Morbius.
I enjoyed that relationship.
And she's like, you know, just for safety purposes, I know that Morbius is going to become a huge franchise
yeah.
and I'm going to get my own movie in Mrs. Morbius, but maybe I'll just be in a Star Wars also, just in case.
Just in case,
just in case this doesn't pan out as everyone knows it will.
Yeah. And I also think, like, Star Wars are really good at making a new fun droid. And they don't always land with me. There was one in Rise of Skywalker, which was like a wheel with a triangle, and I'm like, I don't need that.
Oh, who was like, it was BB-8's tiny little
friend. Yeah, it was BB-8's BB-8.
Yes.
But I think
but this we've got.
This one's good. I like
sad
it.
Sad crate droid.
He's just sad, a crate. Stuttering crate droid.
Yeah, yeah, I like him.
He gets pissed on.
He's depressed. He gets peed on.
Yeah.
You know, we see a flashback where he's beautiful and scarlet red.
And he's not stuttering.
And he's not stuttering, but clearly he's been through some stuff. I think.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the idea that
he's got a taser.
Yeah, he does. They've all got tasers.
Mm.
But also the idea that the Empire isn't everywhere yet.
Mm.
And so they've got private security forces.
Yeah, suck-ups.
Suck-ups.
And we're introduced to the biggest suck-up of them all.
See, that's the thing. You
this
know,
guy.
The big suck-up that we...
Stevie Suck-Up.
Stevie Suck-Up. His name is, what's his name? Cyril, apparently.
Cyril Suck-Up.
Yeah, the good thing about Cyril Suck-Up
is... Oh, that's a suck-up name as well, isn't it?
Yeah. He's one of those guys who thinks he's a good guy. And from his perspective also, he's right. I guess we should get into spoilers now.
Okay,
right?
sure.
So we're going to do spoilers. They're out. You can watch them.
You can watch Andor if you want, I think you should. It's fun.
Andor what?
Andor She-Hulk Attorney at Law. You didn't think I'd have anything prepared.
No, I
because
didn't.
When anyone asks me to name anything, my mind goes completely blank. But I thought of something.
You thought of a thing you recently watched.
That's right.
Yeah. So, because it opens with, he goes into a brothel at the start. Looking for his sister.
Oh, it's a bar that has dancing girls, James.
Sure, yeah. And they're offering him
everything's
women
above board.
To play board games with?
Correct, yes.
Okay, great, good.
And we've got Connect 4. Do you want to play?
It would be Connect 5 in Star Wars,
that
Mason.
That
would be squares instead of circles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a costume.
They always get stuck. It's very unsatisfying.
But he's got private... So that he's accosted by, like, private security. He ends up killing two of them, one by accident and one... very purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking, we talked about this a little bit, but there's a bit of discourse around Like
whether he did the right thing to kill those terrible men.
Yeah, and the first one was an accident, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the second one, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously you shouldn't shoot somebody in the face. But also, if he didn't, he would have been in serious trouble. Mm. And also, it's Star Wars.
It's true.
So, like, everybody shoots everybody.
It's true.
It's just that you never see something this kind of...
In fact, the very idea that there's any kind of investigation into who killed these men is wild.
Amazing, yeah.
Right? any other movie or series, if somebody was killed in any of these planets, they'd just be like, well, that's life.
Yeah.
It's life in this horrible universe.
They just leave them under the bar. They don't even remove them. Mm. Yeah.
They get a piss droid to get rid of them. Drag them out by their heels.
But I like that... You know, the guy Cyril, if that is his name, I'm pretty sure it is.
It's Cyril Khan.
There you go.
/ suck up.
So he thinks he's the good guy doing this investigation.
Yeah.
And he's right because two guys got murdered and it's his job to look into it, right? Uh-huh. But also I feel like
He's a big nerd also.
He's a big nerd.
That's the problem though.
And if it was just a rando, he wouldn't be looking into it.
That's true, yeah,
if it was just someone he happened to find.
Yeah, but there is a great scene, I think, between him and his immediate superior, who I think is going on vacation or something.
Or is on vacation.
Or is on vacation or just does it. He's just leaving.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just leaving to go into space. I don't know. But he's just an older British actor and he's just like, just write it up as an accident or something. I don't care. Just you're a... I don't like this whole thing you've got going on.
Yeah,
I don't
like your weird outfit. Yeah, and...
Just let it go. Like he's a guy who's sort of very resigned to his station. He's
and also, he was right.
Yeah.
To just let it go because it's more trouble than it's worth. But I love that idea that in this universe, them being the security force and nobody's also checking on them, so they can just do anything because the authority to them is the Empire and the Empire. Well, they don't care until they're like, no, you've involved us in this now. Now we're annoyed because you've dragged us out here to take over this.
I also like their incredibly utilitarian, awful-looking spaceship. It's a red dwarf. It's a grey red dwarf is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not like a Star Destroyer. It doesn't have any sleek lines. It's not anything like that.
It's shaped horribly.
It's just, it looks like a power droid, but in space.
Exactly. It looks like a socket you'd get for, you know, when you go to the airport and you're like, what country am I going to? I need to get that. What's the type of adapter that they use?
But I just love the light speed. We see the light speed effect and then there's just brick appears. This power supply unit appears in space.
Yeah, that's great.
The droid's name is B2EMO.
Okay.
So are we calling him Emo? B2? What are we calling him?
Emo. I guess Emo or B2. I don't know. Is there already a B2?
Yeah, see, it feels like there would be a B2, right?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think people should call him Emo then because he is extremely emo.
He is a bit emo.
Mm.
I also think that I like that when he's got a guy who's under him as well, Cyril.
Yes.
Who takes this very seriously and is also not without competence.
Yeah.
Like he sort of knows what he's doing. He's probably read some tactical reports at some point. But when you put these guys in an actual situation on a planet that they never police, it just immediately falls apart.
Yes.
Everyone's like, I don't know who you're after specifically, but we're not engaging in this. We will not be helping you.
There's a guy who shoots somebody. He's clearly never shot anybody before.
That's
and
right,
it's like, you know.
And it's Star Wars. Everybody shot somebody. Mm. What's he been doing?
Right.
Yeah.
So probably Connect 5.
Probably. But any kind of... like real world scenario, they're not very good. Also, what do you think about the character himself, but also the backstory that we get for Cassian, the little that we've seen, the bits and pieces.
So he was part of a kind of an indigenous tribe on a planet.
I don't think he is.
You don't think he's that kid?
No, I think he's the kid. I think, because you see there's some kind of mining happened there.
Yeah.
I think he's either separatist or Clone Wars or whatever. Maybe, I think there was a mining facility there and they're the kids of the dead miners. I think they're like marooned there. Like
because there aren't any adults.
There's no adults.
Kids.
Yeah, it's
you're
all
right.
kids.
You're
and they've
right,
got
right.
kind of makeshift weapons and clothes and they kind of speak their own language and
that's true.
And there's no subtitles on that language.
All right,
either.
Well that makes that's a little puzzle to solve.
I don't know that.
But the there seems to be a bad reputation based around those the people from that planet.
Yeah.
And it's because it's like, oh, there's a mining operation there and everybody died. But it seems like a lot of the miners just crashed their own spaceships, it seems. I don't know.
Well, that spaceship also looked like it had like a bioweapon in it or something because there's a gas coming out of it.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
all
yeah.
like tainted.
Yeah.
And the mystery behind that is that they're wearing the uniforms of a separatist, but they're called, it's mentioned that they're from the Republic.
Mm.
So they're either Republic officers dressed as separatists dropping a bioweapon,
right,
or vice versa.
Sure, sure. And either way, it's gone wrong.
Either way, it's bad and not good. Yeah.
Or they've maybe attempted to hijack it to take it somewhere safe.
Well, that's true, exactly, yeah.
But then, of course, regardless of his origin, he is then adopted / abducted by
Harry Potter's aunt.
Yes, Fiona Shaw.
Yeah.
And her friend and their depressed droid. And
he wasn't always depressed, basically.
No, it doesn't. That's very true. Do you think having an adoptive brother depressed him?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what happened there?
I think that's what happened,
because
yeah,
they seem to have a brotherly relationship where they don't respect one another. Because Andor seems to have adopted the droid and he's like, "Don't go and do this. Go and look after your mother." And the droid's like, "Okay, Cassian."
And then he's always calling and getting into trouble and whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or lying or not lying, yeah. Also, apparently there's a bit of lore, and I saw this from Star Wars Explained, great YouTuber, where it says, I think in the visual dictionary, that he's from Fest or something like
okay.
that. But they make it here he's from Canary. So the story, in canon story is...
Oh, so in Rogue... So the assumption from Rogue One was he was from a place called Fest.
Yeah, or it's in a visual dictionary or something.
Oh, I see. Right,
so
right.
It was he's from Canary, but he was taken to Fest, and that's officially where he's from.
Okay.
But it's not where he's actually from. Mm. So that's something they could have ignored, but they managed to like...
Okay.
To work that in.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that was interesting. Now, is this in episode 4 or not? But seeing like the Imperial spy network.
No, so 3 ends with, because Mr. Episode 4 over here.
Yeah.
Mr. Bloody A New Hope over here. So at the end of episode 3 is he meets up, Cassian meets up with Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
And they escape on the ship. So there's that enormous sort of action sequence where they
just love that,
blow up
way.
That factory.
Great just action sequence.
Skarsgård just blow up. The corporate cops show up and they're like, we're going to wait for reinforcements or whatever. And Skarsgård's like, I'm going to blow you up, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow you up and then we'll see where things go, hey? And then they go on the run and everything collapses and they go on the run and they get on the ship and then they take off. They escape on the little speeder and then they get on the ship and then they take off.
They hug tight on the speeder.
Yeah.
So you don't see any of the White Imperial
stuff. I think that's episode 4.
It's in the trailers, but I won't get into it, but I enjoy that. It's basically an Imperial spy network and you find out the inner workings of that and like the politics within it, which I thought was, and that's where you get into like the Mon Mothma stuff and all of that. But, yeah, no, I really like, and you'll see this more in A New Hope, episode 4, the Stellan Skarsgård character, very interesting. Also a very cool ship, some of which we've seen more in the trailers than the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out, like, the story behind that guy.
Do we see the origin of his haircut?
We do see, actually. Okay, we actually do see that if you are interested.
I'm very interested.
But
is it an emotive moment in his bathroom where he shaves it off?
No, when it's happening, I'm like, oh my god! Like that was my reaction.
Oh, there's a haircut. There is a haircut.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
All right, you're absolutely right. If you did tell me the context of the haircut, I'd probably be mad when I got up to it. So,
but yeah, I just that character I think is terrific, and yeah, like him going up against a private security force. He'll just do the worst thing possible to them. Like he's happy to, booby trap or whatever and kill a bunch of them, and it just means nothing. And he's gone.
He's Star Wars, baby.
He's Star Wars, and like exactly. He's done it before, and he can run rings around somebody like this.
Mm.
It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, Mason?
Do we feel, because I guess the premise of this, because he starts out, he's looking for his sister. Real or is that a ruse? I don't know yet. Okay, right.
Yeah. And I'd hate to spoil episode 4, Mason.
Ooh.
But it's not in that.
But it seems to me that, he started out as a guy who doesn't really, he just wants to lay low and.
Just steal some stuff.
But he's going to, like, and this is going to run 2 seasons, apparently, allegedly.
Yeah. And this first season's 12.
Right, so okay.
And they're long as well.
Yeah. So we're gonna see a sort of transformation from this guy who just wants to keep his head down to like the guy who just wants to end the empire. He's the most rebellious guy there is.
Might just be Mason.
So that's gonna be fascinating. I want to see that character growth. So
and then explode.
Yeah, I want to see everyone explode. Oh yeah, he explodes, doesn't he? He gets hit by that super laser.
Unless he's a clone or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's no way they would cop out that hard, though.
No, I don't think so.
I
think they could have Bix show up later. She's got a boyfriend, Tim, with 2 M's who died.
Tim and Bix.
Yeah, Tim and Bix. That sounds like a Star Wars cereal.
No, it's yeah, it does. It does. or like a bedtime, a warm bedtime drink.
True, yeah.
Darling, can you wake me up a Tim and Bix?
Oh, and the Scottish guy says shit.
It's
the
he first, sure does, yeah.
And a Scottish accent, which is just a wonderful addition to the Star Wars universe, and also blue noodles or something.
There were blue noodles. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Noodles. Thank you for reminding me. You know, it's good to know the milk isn't the only thing that's blue in this universe.
That's absolutely right, Mason. Yeah, I think it's really good. How do you think it compares to other Star Wars shows and movies that you've seen?
I mean, I think there's room for all of them.
Yeah.
Except for the Book of Boba Fett, which is boring.
Sure.
But I like the fact that we've got, you know, over the one side we've got the Mandalorian and he's kind of, you know, he's swashbuckling and there's a sort of a, you know, it's sort of mystical and there's a, you know, maybe he's got a destiny and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But in this, we've, you know, this is the grimy stuff.
Yeah.
There's no beautiful Beskar armor and darksabers and all that sort of stuff. No. It's just
crouch and run.
Yeah. It's crouch and run and pale British man. That's what we want out of Star Wars. This is 1970s Star Wars.
It is 1970s Star Wars. Yeah. You're going to love, though, episode 4 when Luke Skywalker turns up and says, "Don't worry, everybody. I've got this.
I've got this. Don't worry."
And he's got a double lightsaber.
I've got two double lightsabers, so don't worry about it. I'm doing flips. Don't even. It's cool.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, but it's also like, you know, we'll eventually see K2SO. Apparently not this season, next season maybe. I don't know.
So that's Alan Tudyk's sassy robot.
That's already been done in a comic, but I think they're just going to – it's not a great comic. I read. Also, I think they didn't assume that we were going to – like this wasn't going to get – there wasn't going to be a Cassian Andor prequel TV show
when
they
made that comic. Yeah, right.
You know, so that makes sense to me that they put – they'd be able to, you know, change all that now, which
yes.
I'm totally fine with, as mentioned. All right, Mason.
Yes.
All in all, best Star Wars you've seen?
In a while, I think, maybe.
You got to also, people aren't going to like it, Mason, you got to hand it to Disney some of the time. Just like you got to hand it to George Lucas some of the time. Because sometimes
true.
Star Wars gets it right. And also sometimes, and again, it's only been 3 episodes, 4 for some.
Yeah.
And not everybody likes the same Star Wars.
That's true. But that's the thing, like it's a big enough universe that I think there should be room for. And I like The Mandalorian and I like this.
Yeah.
And I don't like Book of Boba Fett because it was
and you
boring.
Thought Obi-Wan was all right.
I've forgotten about Obi-Wan.
But it did happen, didn't it?
Maybe.
Remember the bit where he said, "Catch all these rocks, bitch."
Oh, that's true, yes. You got rocked by Obi-Wan. And all you got was this lousy T-shirt. It's on the T-shirt. You're going to sell the T-shirt.
You're going to give him the T-shirt as he leaves? Because all he got is this
maybe
lousy T-shirt. Like he's printed the T-shirt.
No, maybe he's got a business card and it's got a QR code links to the place where you can buy the T-shirt.
And Darth Vader could scan it on his chest.
Exactly, yes.
And whatever. Yeah, I love that, Mason. Mm. Anyways, look forward to more Star Wars every day.
Every day for all eternity.
Yeah, there we go. Would you know what it's time for? Have you got any idea what it's time for, Mason?
Yes, I do. What was my catchphrase? Yes, I was. Yeah, I was there.
Yep.
It's what we read and what we're going to read.
It certainly is, Mason. Let's get into it. And I got to stop those goddamn dogs from barking.
I'm
doing the thing. What are we reading today? This is the segment of the show where we look very sternly at each other and we say, tell me what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Tell me the truth.
What have you been doing behind my back? You been not suggestible this week?
I did actually.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. So
what are you suggesting? Some books?
Not really. Sometimes.
A book of poetry.
It's currently Sip Turtles on Unsuggestible. I've said that September is Ninja Turtles month.
That's
where
great.
I recommend a Ninja Turtles thing. Mm. But the first week of doing it, the second week the Queen died. And last week we got derailed by something else. Mm.
So you were desperately trying to search for some sort of Queen Elizabeth-based Ninja Turtles DLC. Oh, is there an issue of the Eastman and Laird comic where they meet the Queen?
No, we just got stuck talking about the Queen.
Mm.
And basically, you know I'm a big fan.
Of the Turtles or the Queen? I guess both, yeah.
Yeah, just a huge fan in general of monarchies. Mason, what are we doing?
You're trying to find
Is he going to go on our money, Prince Charles?
Oh.
King Charles?
I was thinking about
the King Charles,
I was thinking about the Rat King because I was trying to think of any Ninja Turtles related monarchy thing, and then you're like, "Is he gonna be on our money?" And I'm like, "The Rat King." I mean, maybe. Who owns Ninja Turtles now? The Australian government?
No, Nickelodeon.
Can the Australian government buy it?
But is he gonna go on our money? Because this now's the opportunity to not do that.
A guy at my work was like, you should save up all your $5 notes because they're going to change it. And I'm like, I think it'll be fine, actually. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean?
Like, I can remember what they look like.
Like they're going to be worth more?
I don't know. Just as a memento, I guess. But, I mean, you don't have to – just save one if you really want.
But why even?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You sell it for $6 in 40 years.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Which is also less than what it's worth now.
Whoa.
Inflation.
Whoa.
I don't know. They shouldn't – don't put him on. I don't want to see him. Not that I use notes anymore anyway, but
– What is this? What is this segment?
I don't want Prince Charles. I don't want to look at him.
King Charles, please.
Sorry, you're right. Mm. Yeah. Rat King, I think
you're
fine.
Rat King Charles.
Anyways, what have you been up to in terms of reading or watching?
I've been playing Return to Monkey Island.
Oh, yeah.
It's out.
What are you playing it on, Switch?
Switch. It's on the Nintendo Switch.
Is it touch the screen? Or is it move the man?
It's you move the man, but it's also like...
This is the old... It's like an old people talking about...
You move the man, but there's this sort of... You move your cursor to like various...
Cursor of Monkey Island?
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
You move it to various like dots on the screen where you can interact with things. And then it'll be... You'll go to a point on the... You go to a... You know, an item, and it'll be like if you push this button if you want to look at it, or you push this button
and
if you want
like
to push it,
cheese
or whatever. Yeah, it's cheese or whatever. It's like you can look at the cheese or you can take the cheese or whatever.
Not everything's
but
cheese.
But it's not. It's and the inventory system is not on screen anymore like the original ones.
So you got to go off screen to get it, or
it just opens up in like
like
in the original Monkey Island games, the inventory was like took up the like the bottom third
of
the screen.
There was seven
but I think what they've done what they've done is they've gone, okay, well, some people will be playing it on a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So don't take up a third of the screen with
So whenever you're near something, it'll pop up so you can just select the
You can
thing,
pop it up, yeah.
Do you have to automatically does it automatic or you gotta click it?
No,
to
you gotta
pop
click
up?
It. You gotta click it.
Wow. Now there's been much said about the art style because it is different. But how do you feel about it?
I like it.
Yeah.
And also it's only like It is markedly different from the first two. And this is Ron Gilbert, who created the original two, he's back to write this one and sort of produce it.
He didn't do Return,
this is the sixth one, I think.
Because there was, I know there was like a full third game and there was like an episodic thing.
Yeah, there was
maybe?
Like, I don't know if Telltale made it, but there was an episodic. There was Escape from Monkey Island and Curse of Monkey Island as well. But so this one takes place directly after the second one, but also all the new stuff is still in continuity.
Okay.
Like there's like a there's like a haunted skull.
Yeah,
it's his name Murray. That. He's still in continuity, even though this takes place after two. So why it doesn't matter. I don't think it's relevant. It's still funny, and I like the art.
Because I think it's just people didn't like it because it's different.
It's different, But I think again, the people involved were like, we want to do a new thing and make it look nice, and et cetera. I think it looks nice. Even though I think it does look different, I do think it feels very similar.
Yeah, the vibe.
The vibe. It's about the vibe, and I think it works.
What, so did he get the rights to this? Because who owns it? LucasArts, presumably.
I don't know. Let's look into it.
And as someone who's like played very minimal of the other games,
yes.
Could I go into this or should I play the old ones? Because I know there's a lot of callbacks and characters you might have seen. Because I've heard you should probably play one and two.
That's a really good question.
Like, do you remember them well enough to like
so well
to be like? So you're like, I get this.
I could finish
each other's Monkey Island
exactly
save points.
That's right. I could do it. James. I could finish the first two without a walkthrough.
Really? How long would it take you?
1 minute.
I think that's
an exaggeration.
I think
I'm sorry.
That's you just walking away.
I was
away.
Trying to impress you, James. I was trying to impress
that
you.
That was silly.
Yeah, it was
you
a bit
silly. You just
sounded
silly there.
I did say it's silly.
It's like if how many push-ups a thousand. It's like, come on.
That's right. Yeah, I could. Those have been imprinted on my brain very, very significantly. But I think it's good. Would you have to play? I think you probably should play the original.
I know, right? I should, right? Is it like
– I think you could play – There are.
I had it on my phone for a time.
They
re-released them. Yeah.
Game does have some very like it. There are some settings that are the same. You in the first game, you start at a place called Melee Island,
right?
And you're back there at the start of this game, but it's like under new management. There's different people involved, but you meet characters from the previous game. I think you probably should play the originals.
Okay.
You can get them on Steam or you can get them for, you know, on your phone, for example.
Well, I did. I think it's been removed since.
Oh.
But,
Yeah.
But I definitely did purchase it back in the day. And it was also that thing where you could switch between the newer graphics, I remember. think I played it for like a minute. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I'll come back to this. And then I never did. Could I play it with my kid maybe to be like, let's do the Monkey Island games? Or is that not really that kind of?
No, I think it's more about, I think there's probably too much dialogue, too many jokes, I think. Okay.
And I heard that it's very funny, this new one. Is that true?
I think it's funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
As funny as the previous ones, probably.
Doesn't sound like a staring endorsement, Mason.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, I might check that out, but realistically probably not, because I'll have to play the first two and maybe the other ones.
Yeah, and that'll be a lot. I won't do that. That'll take at least 1 minute.
That's right.
Well, what have you been up to,
Well, you might know this, but Chip Zdarsky has taken over Batman from issue 125, and I thought this is a great opportunity for me to jump back on board. And so he's got a new villain called Failsafe, which he's mentioned. It's like his doomsday. So it's basically Batman has to fight a robot. And
Of course. Sure.
And it's very good. He's only done three at the moment, but I've already pre-ordered the next one.
Right.
He seems to be a really good match for this. And also apparently he's in it for the long haul, so he's going to be here for a while.
Till they drag him away.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, so I think I've read about Failsafe. What's the premise of him? Is he a robot that Batman built?
Yeah, so spoilers if you do want to skip ahead, but it's revealed pretty early on. It's basically the contingency plan for Batman is not the Justice League. It's this robot that he built that can kill him.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And it's gotten loose.
Yeah, and it's there's a reason why it comes after him specifically and why now. Because there's a few measures in place where if he does like this, the robot is activated.
Oh.
And he also, he doesn't really remember how he made it. So he doesn't kind of know what it is or what it could do. And it's a great villain. It's like the Terminator.
Oh, because I think maybe he built it when he had one of his alternate personalities active.
Who's to say, Mason?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to check that out.
You should definitely check it out. We also talked about last week we looked at, what's it bloody called, mate?
It's called Superman Up in the Sky.
Superman Up in the Sky, which is written by Tom King, who was previously on Batman, is that right?
That's a great question. Yeah, he was on Batman, yes, indeed.
So he's basically taken over from him. But I dipped out of Batman a while ago. So it's good to be Batman. Batman. Right. So, Mason, are you going to check out Batman something?
Yes, because I like Batman.
Also, it's a great jumping off point. Even if you've never read Batman or you haven't been in Batman for a long time, you can easily jump in.
What if the last thing you watched was the 1966 Batman movie with Adam West and Burt Ward?
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah, that's right.
Get it?
Oh, Batman's built a murderous robot. Okay. Seems like something he would do. Now listen, chum, I built a murderous robot and it's going to come and kill us both. So,
good stuff. Well, Mason, I hate to say it, but it is time to move on to the next segment.
I hate that also.
Yeah.
But it's the letter segment, so that's good.
It's got a
theme and it goes like this.
Woo!
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
We're going to hear right now, we're going to do letters. Underneath this YouTube video, it often suggests other videos that I should watch based on my viewing patterns of just this letters theme. And it's the Mr. Sunday Movies Terminator Genesis review from 7 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember I saw that and then I went overseas like immediately.
Huh.
I rushed that review out. Anyway, if I recall correctly, I was like, it's not very good.
Terrific.
But I don't remember that review like at all.
Terrific.
And I don't really do movie reviews on YouTube also, Mason. Because there's a million of them.
But
and
if people want to get a sense of your inimitable movie reviewing style, go back to Terminator Genesis review.
But it's also like, you got to rush them out. I've talked about this before, but it's way better seeing something and then waiting 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like also I was really tired a lot of the time then because my kids were young. Well, they still are. But did I have kids then? I fucking know. Who knows, Mason?
I don't think you did.
2015. No, Claire would have been like pregnant, but no kids. But that's that in itself, Mason. Yeah. That was a real hassle for me when Claire was pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
I want the hardest time in your life.
Wow. Oh, I gotta get a vasectomy.
Is this staying in?
Sure.
All this?
Just a
you gotta get
it's
one.
A mental note to myself if I hear this. Book it in.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have, like, if I lean in too far, I can hear like a bubbling and a burbling. And I'm like, that sounds dangerous, honestly.
And you know, my family's like me and my brothers, just you know.
Oh, I'm aware. Yes,
because we have kids too easily is what I'm saying. It's not I don't know what it is specifically, but it's yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, yeah. If I'm honest, but it's also at this point, it's a danger.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. And also, you've had a daughter, so your mum's happy now. So, so you don't have to keep trying, honestly.
That's it. All right, Mason.
All right.
Got some letters here. If you do want to contact the show, Mason, which sometimes you do.
Sometimes I do.
Shoot yourself a Gmail to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or shoot me a tweet on #weeklyplanetpod on Twitter. Right. And see what's up.
Here's an email from Craig. Caleb Craig.
Craig.
Full name. And his phone number's in here. Let's anyway, it's 045. No, I'm not going to do it.
What number? Where's he from?
We'll learn in this email, I think.
All right.
Hello, Nick Mason, it says. Caleb here from Manchester, UK. I hope you and James enjoyed your August break. It was well deserved. My life changed considerably for me in the time you were away, as I've recently moved to Australia.
Wow.
Meaning your first episode back was the first episode I've listened to while being in your home country. I've moved out here with my girlfriend who wanted to move to Brisbane, but I told her I was leaning more towards Melbourne. When she asked me why, I was too embarrassed to tell her that it was because the podcasters I listened to live there and that they seem pretty cool. Anyway, I'm now living in Brisbane. Did we make the right choice?
Probably.
Yeah, good weather-wise, for sure.
No, I mean, that alone.
You can drink a lot of 4X up there.
You can.
Bundaberg rum.
Yeah, that's not as good. 4X is fine as a beer. It's pretty solid, I guess, if you're into beer.
Mm.
Where
you could go to Dream World.
You could. Don't get on that ride that flipped and decapitated all those kids.
Yeah,
though,
don't go on that one.
It's a real thing that happened. Yeah, awful. Yeah. But they do have a Superman ride that may have been relabeled something else, where it goes really fast and then up.
Nice.
And then back, just like Superman.
It's terrific.
No, I like Brisbane. Mm. It's nice.
I agree.
There's also some environmental disasters happening up there.
Oh, that's also true. A little bit of flooding there.
You know, that's happening a lot of places.
Anyway, Caleb says, now that I'm here, I'm wondering if you and James can recommend any Australian original films and TV shows that I should watch while I'm out here.
Ooh.
Also, Stan, best streaming service ever or worst streaming service ever? I think best streaming service ever.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
In fact, in terms
you know,
of...
You never know what's going to pop up on it.
In terms of original Australian stuff,
yeah,
Stan might be the best.
It's true.
Does
comedy as well.
Does comedy, like in terms of... consistently putting out good Australian stuff. Like occasionally you get the thing on binge or whatever, it's Australian, you go, oh, that's a pretty good thing, but they don't do it consistently. Whereas
and it's Murdoch.
Stan's like, okay, here's some Australian stuff. It's set in Australia, it's written by Australians, they'll do Australian stand-up, they'll do all sorts of stuff.
Yep, yep.
But I think you've recommended Mr. In Between as an Australian TV series.
100%. I think it's one of like the best shows.
It's about a morally compromised, he's a criminal or something. I haven't watched it yet, but
yeah, there's that. But sometimes he just has to take his daughter to school or whatever.
Okay, right.
And you never know when it's going to turn into like a kidnapping or a shootout.
Okay. So this is a dad fantasy show, is what it is.
Not really. Yeah, okay. I guess so. Yeah.
Boy, what if I was taking my kid to school and there was a bloody shootout? And I had to be cool about it to be a hero. Bloody tell you what.
You'd obviously recommend the movie The Dressmaker because of the grain elevator.
Yes.
If you want something horrifying that's good, The Nightingale is a really good Australian movie. Lion's a great Australian movie.
The Babadook. People have seen The Babadook.
I don't think I've seen The Babadook. Mm. If you want comedy,
yes.
Obviously the Wogboy trilogy is the way to go.
For sure, yes.
If you want Australian comedy, specifically The Castle, though, is it good? I think so.
I think so too.
Is it incomprehensible? Probably. if you want something a bit more mainstream in terms of comedy, like The Dish is quite a good Australian comedy film as well, which is by the same people. What else, Mason?
I think you should just, honestly.
Mad Max?
Yeah, I think you should go on Stan and look at Australian stuff.
The Rover's a really good Australian movie.
Rove Live, the TV series. The comedy interview show from a decade ago.
I agree. Two Hands, I talk about Two Hands all the time, but it's terrific.
Uh-huh.
Do you like Hugh Jackman? Paperback Hero.
Mm. The TV series Rake.
Yep, Rake's pretty good.
Halifax FP.
Yes, which is probably still going.
There's a new series on Stan.
Wow.
Halifax Retribution.
Is Bad Eggs good? Bad Eggs was good,
I enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah.
Underbelly, Squizzy.
Mm, you could probably watch the first season and then skip the rest of them. Mission Impossible 2, Quiggly Down Under, obviously.
A TV series called Seven Types of Ambiguity, starring Alex Dimitriadis and Hugo Weaving.
Oh, Hugo Weaving?
Right.
There's a Martin Freeman zombie movie that's set in Australia, which is called something, which is quite good. I can't remember the name of it.
Jack Irish, Guy Pearce.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else, Mason?
Rabbit
Proof Fence I haven't seen, but it's apparently very good. Mm-hmm. Wake and Fright.
The TV series No Activity.
Okay.
It's a stakeout show, which became an American show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Even more activity.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bunch of good. Mad Max.
There's a TV series called The Cry, set in Australia, but Jenna Coleman stars.
Which one's Jenna?
And Alex Dimitriadis.
Oh, that one, yeah. I don't know what it is. It's one of those ones that pops up and you're like, oh, yeah, is this something?
Ooh.
Is this something you say to yourself?
You absolutely do. Anyway, just Go on, Stan.
Wolf Creek.
Mr. and Mrs. Murder.
Oh.
With Sean McAuliffe and Cat Stewart.
Yeah. Wolf Creek, you like Wolf Creek, right? And it's yes. There's a sequel movie and then a couple of series. Mm-hmm. If you like a movie about a giant crocodile, Rogue is great.
That's true.
Big fan of Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one a lot.
And also Mad as Hell, which just finished, but you should watch that, I think.
And also Crocodile Dundee 1, 2, and 3, and then The Delightful Mr. Hogan, whatever it was called, which absolutely. Is that one that I watched, which has the late, great Olivia Newton-John in it as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow. Don't really watch that. Don't do it. Anything else, Mason?
No, that's it, I reckon.
Great. Well, I've got a letter here.
Do you think non-Australians would like the TV series Utopia? Not the British series Utopia remake, but the one that's about.
I mean, if you like
the one that's about like government,
the, like The Office.
Yeah, it's about government it's bureaucracy. That, yeah.
I like it a lot.
It's got very funny people in it.
Yeah,
and, it's good.
Yeah, I agree. It's from Robin G. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Chilling after nursery brackets kindy, with some quality caravan of garbage. Question is, which caravan of garbage video broke you and/or Mason the most? If you're feeling spicy, why not pick a movie, TV episode, and video game each?
Oh,
this is work, Mason.
Oh, God.
All right, let me bring up the list.
Okay, great. Movie Transformers.
Transformers 100%.
100%. Just a pain. I've said this before, and it's not an exaggeration. When I watch them, I start to get a headache immediately. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
They've ruined my brain, those movies.
Yeah, they're excruciating.
They're excruciating, and they're a million years long.
You know what was hard? The prequels were hard. Because I wanted to get it right.
Okay.
And they're really long, and Ben and Lawrence did the edits on this. And we were doing video games in between for some reason. That one was – I enjoyed doing them, but they were hard. What else, Mason? Let me think. I'm having a look through. Fantastic Four, they were fine, weren't they?
Yes.
The comics are more like
– it's hard to find an angle.
Hard an angle to make them kind of interesting. But I enjoy doing the comics. In general, what else? I hated Ghostbusters, hated doing that, but that wasn't so much the movies. It was just everything else about Ghostbusters.
Mm.
I feel like I don't want to revisit the Saw movies because we did the first three and I just don't know if I'm interested enough to be like, so who's Jigsaw now and whatever?
Yeah, and we'll have to relearn all the lore.
Yeah. Mm. I know Ben didn't like editing the Superman, the Chris Reeve movies because visually he says there's not a lot going on compared to like a modern movie, and it's hard to find interesting footage to cut to because they're always just standing in a space.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're standing in an office or
– not in space.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So he said that was quite difficult. Inhumans was easier than I thought.
Even though we had to watch the entire series.
It was bad, but it wasn't that bad. I find the video games stressful now because – I play through them and find like a good spot.
Uh-huh.
So there's more work in the video game ones than you'd think. And then I have to play them and remember things to say and talk about them and try and play competently
and kind of be
interesting and funny at the same time while you try to derail me the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that fun dynamic we have that we both find exactly as fun.
What else, Mason?
Oh, in terms of letters.
Oh, I'm just thinking, even Caravan of Garbage, or is that it? Or...
Oh, no, it's just Transformers has consumed my entire brain, unfortunately.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
Yeah. It was kind of boring towards the end.
Oh, yeah, right.
Second one wasn't that fun. But actually, no, that's fun. Those are good videos, though. I like those videos.
Mm.
Yeah. Anything else? Or have you got another letter?
Let's have another letter. Let's find one real quick.
Well, I can do one if you want to wait. This is from CDM, who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hashtag Italians. Thank you. It's from our latest commentary. Would love a RoboCop commentary or Temple of Doom Last Crusade. Maybe we should do RoboCop next.
Do RoboCop.
I'd love to do RoboCop, actually.
I was recently on the podcast Total Reboot with friends of the show Cam and Alexi, and we talked about RoboCop, so that was good.
Was I on that?
You were not on that, no.
I did the Dark City one.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
They have a new series coming out called Finding Jesus, which is going to be on if you go
– Grouse House.
Yeah, Auntie Donna have a production company called Grouse House, and if you go to their YouTube channel and subscribe in like the next few days, maybe this week coming up.
Yeah.
Cam and Alexi are doing a video – doing a web series called Finding Jesus, and they've done investigative podcasts before, but they're taking it to the bloody next level. And this is about some sort of Kanye West video game that supposedly was introducing people to a cult. And
people is that the one about his mother, maybe?
Maybe, but people have investigated it before, but apparently they've gone real deep.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to watch that. That's going to be good.
There's another thing on there which is really great called 1-800-SUCCESS by Aaron Chen.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen this series?
Yes.
First one's about them finding sneakers.
Uh-huh.
It's really funny. There's like three episodes. It's got Aaron Chen and Jonathan Lowe and Henry Stone. It was originally I didn't know this. I'm just reading this now. It was released on the ABC in 2016.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's really fun if you want like a fun thing to
three of the best.
At. Yeah. Anything else, Mason?
Ooh, let's find it. Here's an email, James.
Okay.
This is from Jordan.
Jordan.
Media that's gotten you through illness.
Oh.
Hello, James and Mesa's identical twin brother or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
We dropped that thread. Whatever that was, we dropped it. It's done. It's me, Nick Mason, and I've always been Nick Mason. I've been a big fan since last year when I found you both through the Harley Quinn animated series review.
Oh, cool.
I caught up on your YouTube back catalogue while dealing with the worst flu I had in years. It reminded me that COVID doesn't prevent other illness. I remember looking at myself in the mirror and realising that I could die from this and I had to be ready for this possibility.
Wow.
But then when I was at my lowest, you both descending into madness trying to review the Transformers movies gave me the strength to carry on. Well, there you go.
A lot of people appreciated that.
Yeah, we suffered. We suffered worse than anyone.
Yeah, worse than the Hobbits, I feel, because there were so many as well.
So I was wondering what pieces of media have you turned to when horribly ill and afraid that the future you envision might never come? Thanks for your hard work and hours of content from Los Angeles, Jordan.
I got really sick in 2012 with the flu. Uh-huh. Me and Claire just watched like Anne of Green Gables, like the entire
Interesting,
thing.
Interesting, yeah. Right.
And I'm like, man, I'm really invested. Not new Anne of Green Gables, like the original one.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, this Anne of Green Gables, she got a lot of spice, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hope it all works out for her.
Great.
So I enjoyed that. What about you? Right.
Well, I mean, look, I'm very rarely properly sick,
yeah.
But I'm in a constant state of being quite poorly, as you would know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I just generally like
rickets.
I've got rickets. I've got rickets and shingles.
I've
just
had
all the old time.
I've
stuff.
Had shingles.
Okay, I've not
horrendous.
Had shingles or rickets.
Yeah.
But obviously, of course, during lockdown, everybody went a little bit loopy.
Yeah.
And you got to track down. You know, entertainment that is.
God, what
did
I even do?
Because I think for a lot of people.
I did this.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, and it's very, you know, very nice to say, like a lot of people email in a tweet and be like, hey, the world was terrible. And so we watched Mr. Sunday Movies videos, or, you know, it was good to know there was always a podcast coming out or something like that. There's two, I think I mentioned before, there's two YouTube channels called Outside Xbox and Outside Extra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they do like
video
game, like playthroughs and like list videos and stuff like that. And I'm not a video game guy, really.
Except for
Monkey Island and the various Monkey Island franchises and all the Monkey Island spin-off stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And a little Monkey Island statuette. I don't have one of those.
You should.
I should. But I just thought that they're just, it's just like five very like funny and nice engaging people.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they're sharks, soulless sharks, but they're good at pretending they're
Does it
nice,
matter?
Funny. Doesn't, not important.
Yeah. That's like when a bad person is doing a good thing and it's like, well, are they doing it for clout or whatever?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But I just fun, engaging content and always, you know,
yeah.
Live streams and
you're still engaged with all of that, aren't you? You'll dip in and be
I'll
like, what are these absolute scumbags up to
right, exactly.
with their charming personalities?
Yeah. They're up to something and I'm gonna find out what it is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think for me it was also doing this, like this got me through, like doing all this and keeping like a regular schedule of things and people watching things, which I really appreciated. So as much as people say that we were helping them, in many ways, we were
helping them.
Yeah, they were helping us a little bit.
That's true.
No,
and we were helping them a lot.
But we were doing most of the heavy lifting
because
we did all the recording and
that's true.
Ben and
thinking
all that
of things.
And colleagues. And
but we were helping Ben and Lawrence and Matt. We were helping them also.
And colleagues.
We were
and
helping
the whole team and et cetera and so forth. Great. That's the show, Mason, because the dogs are barking. My daughter's
that's
awake.
Right.
My son, I nearly said my brother. My son wants to watch the Baby Groot show.
Okay, all right.
It's all happening.
Sounds like your numbles up, James.
It certainly is, Mason.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to the show. We
did you have that
do
in the chamber? Were you just ready? You waiting on that?
Yeah, I was going to, whatever you said, I was going to say something to do with numbles. I was hoping you would say a number in that statement and I could be like, great use of numbles there, James. But you didn't, so I had to work with what I had.
You did it.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to the show. We definitely appreciate it. Thank you for telling your friends about it. Thank you for subscribing and liking the stuff. Thank you for leaving a 5-star review on your podcast catcher of choice. James, you got any reviews there?
I do. Clap, clap, clap. Thank you so much. This is from Drayden Jones, who says, first of all, he did it in app. 5 stars,
so easy.
By the way. There's number one Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins podcast. Baby, if this podcast wasn't about Snake Eyes all the time, it would have gotten 4 stars for me. James and Mesa do an excellent job talking about Snake Eyes every week, but then some other stupid movie studio has to release their own blockbuster, which forces the duo to discuss those movies. Otherwise, they look like real Snake Eyes shills. Hey, Hollywood, knock it off with the releases so they can go back to reviewing the best movie of 2021.
Maybe we could go back to it. We could do it next week.
Why don't we do it next week?
I think we should do it. Okay, we'll do it next week.
And this is from Danny Darko, also 5 stars, also in at Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I've never wanted to meet Aussie so bad. James and Mason will make you look like a maniac who laughs by themselves when you listen to them with earbuds. Best podcast ever. Thank you so much.
My goodness. Folks,
you don't want to meet us either. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just regular.
Yeah.
They're greasier than I thought they'd be. Why are they so oily? What's going on?
I thought they'd be
it's
really,
not even a hot day. Why are they so sweaty?
I thought they'd be greasier, and they are greasier than I thought.
It's.
I've heard that many times.
Yeah.
Someone's going to say that to us one day and just be like, you're greasier than I thought. And I'll be like, I'm greasy.
What? What? What does that mean? Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp.
Wow, that's
me. You can
go
to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can go to the Weekly Planet Pod subreddits and discords for fun, civil chat about podcasts and pop culture.
Yeah.
You can follow our friend Rob Collings over at Raw Collings or at The Weekly Planet. That's where you get all the info about the podcast.
It's true. It's very true.
You can also follow me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and Nick Mason on Instagram. James is Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I certainly am, Mason.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You can chuck in a buck or any amount that you would not miss. That is the key there. Or if you're a big-time, big-money spender, you can go to bigsandwich.co and you can sign up for $9 per month. Bonus podcasts, early videos, movie commentaries, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
This
week, what is it, Mason? I think it is that book club. I meant to bring it up last week.
We had a good time with that one. That's a great read. People should check that out. Is, yeah. Check it out. Give it a read. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Stuff. Thank you to The Brute and the Bass.
Wait, no, it's not The Boot Club. It's We Got This Covered.
I've already recorded it,
so it's thank
fine.
God.
So it's fine.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank you to The Brute and the Bass, going to Rack and for all our musical themes. If you want a t-shirt, you can go to tpublic.com. We can go anywhere for a t-shirt, really. You got a Kmart, you got a Target, you got a Big W, you got a Lowe's. You can go to, like the supermarket. Some supermarkets have t-shirts.
They might, yeah.
But specifically, if you want a t-shirt that's got the Weekly Planet on it, you go to tpublic.com.
From your supermarket.
Yeah.
It's real out of form. Make a request.
They'll order one for you. Yeah. Just go up to the deli manager at Woolworths and be like,
Take your number.
Yeah, can I order this Weekly Planet t-shirt? But you can do that on tpublic.com.
Absolutely.
And that's the whole show next week, we don't know, but probably Snake Eyes, I guess.
Now
that it's back at top of mind.
Yeah. Mm. All right, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Also, Caravan of Garbage. Guys. Hulk movies.
Grab that Jamie, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.